on fire. And if you happen to see in the back of the church, somebody brought us a whole lot of wood. Cody Ashdown brought us a whole lot of wood. So he's believing that we need to have many bonfires, and that the fire we had was not really a bonfire, it was just really a fire. But we're going to have more of those. And it was a great time. It really was. So thank you for all those that kind of helped us out there. If you have your Bibles, just going to not share long this morning because we have lots of things going on. Romans 12, we're going to talk at first verses 1 and 2 and then jump to 9 to 18. And just talk about celebrating family today. So if you have your Bibles there, you can turn there. I think it's going to be on the screen there as well. Amen. Okay, so dear brothers and sisters, introducing again, we're family. The Bible talks to us as family. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Then we jump down to verse 9. Don't just pretend to love others. Again, we're still speaking to brothers and sisters. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in your confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. I just pray it'll be a blessing to each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this month, we as a church, we've been focusing on the biblical fact that we are family. And we are brothers, we're sisters, we're mothers, we're fathers, and children of God in the family of God. As Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, we are a new creation, and we become a new family, and we are called actually the family of God. And that's a wonderful thing that I'm so glad. We used to sing that as an old chorus, you know. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the blood. That's how it starts. You get washed in the blood. We're blood brothers. We're blood sisters because of Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege. It's a blessing. And it's something that we want to cherish and build upon that we might be a better family, a bigger family, a welcoming more people into our family, and treating one another as literal brothers and sisters in a family. Now, we've chosen this month to focus on family and to focus on this truth that as Christians, we really are considered as family. And at Bethel, you know, we're very blessed in this church. We have lots of wonderful people and people we want to celebrate and people that we want to get to know better. And really, that's a theme of the scripture. It kind of tells us that's what it should be like. And that we are a family. We're to celebrate family. We're to live as family. We're to act as family. And the passage here kind of gives us a great reminder of how we are to be family and what God expects of us as his family. And I think it would serve as a great conclusion that we just quickly take a look at this portion of scripture of God's word to see what God expects from us as being part of the family of God. Now we're going to kind of jump down to verses 9 through to 18 and just quickly look at that. Just going to do it in three areas. And that first area is we are to love one another. As we celebrate family, we need to love one another. It says, don't just pretend to love others, verses 9 and 10, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good, love each other with genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other. To be family, we need to love as family. Our love for one another needs to be sincere, it needs to be real, it needs to be genuine. We don't want the fake stuff. We don't want this pretend stuff of going through the emotions without any true concern for one another. We want our love to be sincere and genuine. That's what we want to see in our church. We want to see love that is genuine, love that is sincere, love that is real. We don't want the false stuff. Our love for one another is to be the same as we would find in a good home situation, where brother, sister, mother, father love one another and care for one another and stand up for one another. As we love one another, we need to focus on that which is good and not that which is bad. To focus on the good things that we do, not on the wrong things that we do. Love believes the best about people. As well as we love, we need to honor people, respect people, hold people in high regard. Love causes us to delight in doing good and in honoring people. And we do that through our words. We do that through blessings. We do that through gifts. We do that through deeds. It really should be a major part of our lives that we would love one another and that we're honorable in everything that we do. Just as it says a few verses later in verse 17 of Romans 12 says, do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Honor and love, they go together. And that's what we should possess as family, that we would love one another, we would honor one another. It's really important that we do that in the body of Christ. And I think as we look at ourselves, there's always room to improve. And that's what we want to do. We have a great church. We want to become a greater church. We want to become a greater group of people that really love on others. And actually, the Bible says it's the proof that you are Christians. Lots of people say, I'm a Christian. Are you a Christian? The Bible says you'll prove it by your love. John 13, 35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. What are disciples? They're followers. What are disciples? They're family. So the first thing we need to do in celebrating family, love on one another. Love one another. And may the Lord help us that we might grow to higher heights and deeper depths, that we would love one another even more. Then secondly, in celebrating family, we need to serve one another. To serve is to render assistance, to be of use, to help. Our service to God includes our service to the body of Christ, our family. Serving God and serving others, it goes together. You can't divide it. You can't serve God without serving others. Verses 11 and 13 of Romans 12 says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble. Keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. See, serving one another, the Bible says, is something that we need to work hard on. We need to put effort in that regard to serve one another. And as we serve one another, it should be something that we do with enthusiasm, with excitement. We really should enjoy having opportunities to serve God and also to serve one another. And we had that opportunity this week. And as Donnie and Kelly, they brought their horses in here just to serve the rest of the body. As Cody, he brought all that wood just to serve the body, that we all could enjoy something together. So that there should be an excitement that is inspired, of course, by the Holy Spirit within us that would stir us to do good deeds towards one another. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would begin to stir us in new ways that we might do new things towards one another and bring blessing in one another's lives. As we serve one another, we need to be patient with one another. Sometimes we need to give grace to one another. Sometimes we need to extend forgiveness to one another. We need to inspire hope in one another. We need to be praying one for another. We need to show that we actually care by helping one another when we see one another in need, being hospitable to one another. No one should ever be alone in the body of Christ. And we know that the devil, that's one of the things the devil likes to do. He likes to isolate us. He likes to put us in that place where we feel all alone. And God doesn't want that to happen. And he tells us as his body, make sure that you serve one another. Love on one another. Care about one another. We need to pursue fellowship with one another. You know, having a Sunday service is not enough. If that's all your Christianity is, it's not enough. We need to be serving one another throughout the week and doing things together. Put an effort in those things. And why would we do that? Because it's not all about me. It's about we. It's about us. And that's where our focus needs to be. Our world today is very much a me society today. It's all about me. And God says, no, that's not how the church should work. It should be about we. It should be about us. And that's what we want to be. We want to be a generation focusing on others and serving with gratitude and love. Galatians 5, 13 and 14 kind of sum it up well. It says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. We're called to serve one another. We're called to serve one another in love. And that can include praying for one another, caring for one another, helping one another, fellowshipping with one another. And as we do all those things, the Bible says, do them well. Do it well. Just don't do it half-heartedly. Do it well. Again, Romans 12, 7, if your gift is serving others, serve well. Half-hearted service doesn't work in the kingdom of God. We're to serve one another well and with enthusiasm. We're to excel in this area of service and celebrating our family. And then lastly, in celebrating family, we're to sympathize with one another. We're to have understanding, compassion. We're to feel for one another as we all go through life. Romans 12, 15 to 16. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people and don't think you know it all. So we really need to be able to identify and understand one another, and that means taking the time to get to know one another and finding out what's going on in that person's life. If someone is going through a happy time, then rejoice with them, celebrate with them, be happy for them, rejoice in their successes. Sometimes we have a hard time doing that, especially right now in this economy. A lot of people are hurting in this economy, and so when we see others being blessed, sometimes temptation be, well, that's them. And no, we need to rejoice with those people. We need to rejoice when people are being blessed. Rejoice with them. But then it also says that if someone is going through a hard time, if they're going through a difficult time in their life, if they're mourning, weep with them, mourn with them. Seek to be that person that understands what they're going through and be there for them. Good or bad, happy or sad, victory or defeat, we need to be there for one another. Many people in our own congregation are going through some very difficult situations, from loss of loved ones, to sickness, to marriage problems, to relationship problems, to financial problems. There's all kinds of problems right here. And we need to be here and sympathize with one another and help one another and care about one another. Don't let your family go through those times alone. We really need to be on top of that. Sympathize with one another. Give time to one another. Understand one another. Practice humility. Humble ourselves with one another. 1 Peter 3:8, we spoke about that 2 weeks ago. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tenderhearted, and keep a humble attitude. We're family. We're brothers. We're sisters. We need to sympathize with one another, caring for one another, helping one another, being understanding towards one another. It's all part of sympathizing one to the other. And as we celebrate family, That's one of the characteristics we want to do. So as we close this morning, I know there's so much more we could say about family. There really is. But the big picture I really believe that God wants us to know is that he wants us to be focusing on being a family here in our church. I think sometimes stuff happens and our walls get broken down. And I think God's saying, I want you to build your walls up. Build your walls up as family. Get it nice and strong that you can weather the storms that will come your way, that we can be there for one another. He wants our focus to be on being family in our church. And we have a great church. We have a great people here in our church. We treasure that environment, and we open up that environment to others that others would feel welcome to join with us and to be part of our family. Because there's always room for more in this family. And if you're new here today, we welcome you to be a part of this family. We want to get back to celebrating one another, and that begins by loving one another. May our love for one another grow. May we continue to be honorable towards one another. May we pray, bind us together, Lord, with cords that cannot be broken, cords that cannot separate us as we remain strong together. May we celebrate one another by being more willing to serve, helping one another, praying for one another. May we be more sympathetic towards one another, giving grace towards one another. We have a great family, and we got room for more. And if we fill up all these seats, we have more seats we can put in. And when we fill up that, we have a lot of land that's sitting out there. It's not paid for yet. We still owe over $300,000. We can build a bigger place. We can do two services or whatever. We want to have more family. This family is open to receive more family. You are welcome to be part of this family. And today, as we close this day, we want to give you an opportunity just to celebrate with us, give you a little picture of some of the things that goes on in our church. And one of those is that we dedicate children to the Lord. We commit them to the Lord. And we're going to have a family come up here. We're going to do a baptism. And again, if you want to be baptized, this water is so good. It's better than your bathtub, let me tell you. It is really good. And we have that baptism. And then I want to take a picture of everyone that has a t-shirt. So come up to the front, and we're going to take a picture at the end of the service. And then we have fellowship out there and cake. So if you don't want to be part of that picture, you can just go out and start eating the cake and get your drink and get there first. And enjoy that. So all part of celebrating. So I'm going to ask John and Roberta to come at this time. And grandparents, we want to welcome you to come as well. Just be ready with this extra mic, Michael. Don't mind. That's good.